Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. So you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. In National Talk Black, have you saying Yana Trong. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And we are Yarn Up Strong. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations all across this beautiful country of ours. A Deadly Black Network. And we keep our yarn strong. And we are in the 21st century. And we do have a lot to say. So it's fantastic to have these vehicles here in front of us. And drive it, you mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. Any topic, tell us what's happening in your area with your mob, with your clan, with your organisations. All good here for your deadly yarns. We're going to catch up a yarn very soon with Daryl Raven. He's the QMF CEO, and that's Queensland Music Trails, and a lot of things happening, especially up here in far north. Also catch up and have a yarn with William Barton, ARIA Award-winning composer, multi-instrumentalist, and didgeridoo player, and talk about what's happening with him as well. So all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and Yarn Up Strong. Let's open up the show with Busby Maru, Over Drinking, Over You.
Stumbling home all by myself at night, telling the streetlights that I'm doing fine. Those empty bottles laying by my bed tell me I'm getting pretty good at this. Lately whiskey's going down faster than it used to do, so give me one more. She said, spins like a carousel inside my head. That hangover, it only makes it worse. Tells me that I'm not really over her. Lately, whiskey's going down faster than it used to do. So give me one more round, one for the
Oh,
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hey, Dam here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.O. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.O. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree. Eating kai kai from Mary's bakery. Waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
Taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run. Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Yeah, Japana, Yothi Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindi country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, you mob too, Deadly. All right, now the QMF, Queensland Music Trails, Tropic Trails, from 28th of September, 13 October, happening this year with Dream Aloud and, of course, Yarrabah Music Cultural Festival. That's all happening. And, look, we can catch up a yarn now with CMF, Queensland Music Trails CEO. That's Daryl Raven. We have Daryl on the line. Daryl, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, my friend?
I'm in Brisbane today.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Now, QMF, fantastic. We're talking about the music trails. Enlighten us, please, what's coming up and who we got on stage.
We're very excited to be coming up to the Tropical North again for our second ever Tropics Trail. A 15-day music and cultural experience running across some of the different regions in the far north. Enveloping key events like the Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival,
yes.
Obviously our Dream Aloud signature event we're bringing into to this year, as well as our partner events in Shine On Gimoi and also Savannah in the Round. So 15 days kicking off very soon, and yeah, in terms of who's playing, really exciting. We've got Baker Boy coming to town for the first time ever, King Stingray, yes. Bumpy, JK47, Keon, and locals as well. REB, Steph Tisdall's MC, the list goes on.
Look, fantastic. The music is the essence of life, then play on. And look, we're talking about some fantastic artists. We're talking about creating an atmosphere, look, with the backdrop of Far North Queensland. Also some things happening up on the tablelands as well.
There are, yeah. So we've very much got a presence all around the region, and we're looking at doing some things up on the top of the tablelands. And an event we're launching this year is called the Tropics Muster, and that's a phenomenal event linking in some really great local artists, and again, just who they are: Abby Muir, Hannah May, Amber Farnan, Eugelia, and Anna Campbell. So they're going to be playing up at Mount Uncle Distillery on the 9th of October up in Merivashire, and it's going to be a phenomenal event up there that leads very nicely into what will then take place at Savannah in the Round.
Fantastic. So just enlighten us how QMF started running with the music trails. How did it come about? How long has it been running? And it's a fantastic vehicle for driving into the future, I reckon.
It's amazing, and we're very privileged to deliver this product. But the history, really briefly, Queensland Music Trails is a product that's run through the business QMF, which is a government entity that's been around for 25 years this year. So we're not new, but the trails are quite new.
Yes.
We're only a year and a half into delivering the trails, which is a brand new opportunity that was presented with the 2032 Olympic Games on the horizon. A really great chance to take music and cultural tourism events to the regions, really engaging new audiences, new artists, and communities to make sure that everyone's really being able to find ways to express their stories, to share their culture, and to connect with audiences and visitors from all around, you know, the state, Australia, and the world.
And when we look at the old phrase, you know, high tide rises all ships, this is entertainment. We're talking also an opportunity for our First Nation entrepreneurs create their business space and regarding selling their produce or the clothing or their food and cultural at that front and centre. So a 12-pronged spear, you could say.
It really is. And across the Tropics Trail, we've got 25 artists playing, of which 19 are First Nations artists,
yes.
Which is a phenomenal number. But equally, and I mentioned Dream Aloud before, which is an amazing event, which is going to take over Munro Martin Parklands. That is a fully First Nations event, which means all of our market stall holders, all of our food and beverage suppliers, MCs, artists, everybody is a First Nations person, and that is going to be an amazing opportunity for us to really highlight the culture and the diversity that this region has to offer.
Look, hats off to QMF. Thank you so very much for sharing. And look, Queensland Music Trails about to hit us. Fantastic. And thank you to your team, and thank you for the yarn, my friend. Daryl, you be up this way as well?
I certainly will be, Trevor. And yeah, I think I would be remiss if I didn't say there's still some tickets available. And for the listeners to jump onto qldmusictrails.com, and we will see you there with those phenomenal lineups.
Daryl Raven, you take care, my friend. All the best. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn. Daryl Raven, his name is. Queensland Music Trail. He's the CEO. It looked fantastic. It's created a nice vehicle in regard to bringing music and entertainment to far north, as well as up there on the tableland as well. As he mentioned, Tropic Muster, Mount Uncle Distillery, Walkerman, that's October 9, but from October 3 to October 13, Shine on Gimoy, Cairns Esplanade, Salt House, and of course we've got the Delhi Yarrabah Music Cultural Festival, and that's happening. It's the 10th year it's been running. So to Delhi Yarri, we'll be out there with Mama Bipa Media and catching up with your mob and delivering all the entertainment and music, and could be catching up with the mob. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, your mob, to Delhi.
G'day, your mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Island magic, drop a one, I give it to you. Baby, you be kissing me with fabulous looks.
That's the reason why I be fall for you. I only love, my love you to rule.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you. But I never got time, cause my time is for you.
My love is a love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fanny. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
And girl, nothing but smooth skin. Drop a curly hair, yeah, with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. Was a cobra, I'm hypnotized. Right now, I can tell no lies. Come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing it this song here.
Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Sim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country and BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Yes, we are in the 21st century. We've got technology out there. We've got Facebook, Sookbook, I like to call it, and we've got all your different social media, but people still listen to the wireless. So thank you very much for staying tuned to your daily program, National Talk Back, and all these here for your yarn. Like I said, we're going to catch up very soon, have a yarn with William Barton, ARIA award-winning composer, multi-instrumentalist, and didgeridoo player. Stay tuned for that. We've got some messages coming your way here on your daily program, National Talk Back.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
The footsteps of my ancestors before. old town won't be the same. Even though things never change, sit there hiding in the heat and the haze. I miss you, brother, all our days. I miss you, brother, all our days. The sun comes up and the sun goes down on that sleepy northern town. The tide comes in and the tide pulls out. Time wait for no one. You'll find out. Time wait for no one. You'll find out.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah. just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? I got to grow on barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality. To rely at least. Puff your happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder. The Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. It's irreputable, black is beautiful. My flow is in a genetical aboriginal. Service like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's that on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town. Underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food for the thought. Music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of clones. Like original flows, but this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party. With the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach and your program. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded ball. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night. I'm black full of time. I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Booty gunga ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bed bugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
You're the mix with DJ Keena.
Turn the mic on.
Balls on my alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now. Aiko, ane. Chucky Mofina, anane. Chucky Mofina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now. Aiko, ane. Chucking more clean, I'm on it. Chucking more clean, I'm it.
I pay your mama, Gwele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, today rewinding. Take it to the island way. Get your baby mama. One drop it, pop it low now. Take you to the max now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now.
say mama make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance to party ladies do the doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping on me bit, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me 2x2, and now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, I go, I go, I know.
Yeah, deadly words there. That's Justin Wellington, Aiko Aiko. Big shout out, JW. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yeah, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, as BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob, to Delhi. Now, old meets new with ARIA Award-winning didgeridoo artist and composer William Barton. He teams up with one of Australia's finest chamber ensembles, Ensemble Q, for a seven-city and national tour, starting in Perth on Monday, 30 September. So underway very soon in Ensemble Q and William Barton tour to Adelaide, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney and Newcastle before ending their tour on the hometown of Brisbane on Saturday, 12th of October. So roadshow. So there it is. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with the Deadly Brother, William Barton, ARIA Award-winning composer and multi-instrumentalist and didgeridoo player. And we have William on the line. William, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey. Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yo, I'm William Barton. I'm from the descendant of the Kalkadunga tribe, Manaita, far north western Queensland.
Yeah, connection there, my brother. Thank you very much. Congratulations in regarding the Ensemble Q and William Barton tour. So,
thank you.
Yeah, on the road trip, and we're kicking off 30 September. So tell us about the journey and the tour, my brother.
Thank you. Well, look, shout out to all the mob out there. Look, you know, I've been very fortunate to be in the space that I am in. You know, I've been doing it for over 25 years,
yes.
Just on 30 years probably in the classical world. And this tour with the Ensemble Q or Music of Viva is going to be a special one. It's probably one of my strongest pieces for that I've written for a mixed musical ensemble with classical instruments.
Mm.
And the didgeridoo, the yidaki, and my voice. And, and it's called Journey to the Edge of the Horizon. And what I mean by that is I want to take people on that journey.
Yes.
Of all walks of you know, culture in the audience. I want to take them out to Kalkadunga country and where they can experience that feeling of the wind blowing through the Spinifex grass on the rocky outcrops on the side of the hills to the that feeling of travelling on the old mother country, you know, to Kalkadunga country.
Well, I'm visualising it. I'm visualising it, brother. It's goosebumps on my goosebumps, brother. So it tells a thousand words, brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to take people or allow that space there to be created, you know, like like our uncles and aunties and grandfathers and grandmothers have always created that continuum of a safe space for us to share our culture with non-Indigenous people and Indigenous mobs from other distant tribes as well.
Yes.
You know, I want to create that space where, you know, it amplifies our importance of language as a cultural identity to each and every community in Australia and also our families across the waterway, you know, too.
Brother, we are storytellers and use whatever vehicle we got out there, whether it be a dance, song, poem, didgeridoo, music, art, what have you, you know. So, brother, we are storytellers and we tell a story once again as you tour on the Ensemble Q. And it's powerful. We are still, well, educating the people of the world about our beautiful culture, are we not?
Yeah, you know, and we have to keep strong and keep on just doing what our elders have passed on to us, you know, and the gift of our language and our mother country. And, you know, always finding the connection for each mob who are still looking for the mob too, you know.
Yes.
And for those of us who have that culture strong, you know, it is about, you know, having that platform there for our other mobs, you know. And we share. And that's how we do it, you know. That's how we continue on progressing our own selves and keeping our culture alive through, as you say, you know, whether you're a dancer, you tell that story, or a painter, you know, painting that song lines of the old people, in our old ways, you know, between different water holes and gathering sites. And, you know, I just do that in this environment where I'm writing, I'm notating music for other musicians to play, but that's an interpretation of my upbringing, you know, from my landscape of the Kalkadunga. You know?
Exactly, brother. So we're talking Journey to the Edge of the Horizon. And to our deadly listeners there, they've just tuned in, yarning up strong here with William Barton, ARIA Award winning composer, multi-instrumentalist and a didgeridoo player. Quickly, tell us your story there, my brother, in regarding picking up a didgeridoo. It became the vehicle of putting you out there. You travelled overseas as well, telling yarns and stories. Paint that picture, brother, how it all started with you.
Well, Mum used to listen to Maria London, the great cruiser, growing up in Springshore, Emerald, Central Queensland way, Bidjara Mob.
Mm.
And so Mum passed that seed on to me, you know. And my old Uncle Arthur Peterson, you know, he passed. He was my mentor and old man teacher.
Yeah.
For the Yidaki, the didgeridoo, as a young kid, and he passed away when I was about 11 years old. But he I was one of his last students, you know, and he gave me that knowledge of the old ways. And you know, I've been fortunate to continue on with that strength of those learnings from Mount Isa days. And my I guess, connection to that classical world, I had my first orchestral concert when I was 17 years old, the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. But before that, I travelled overseas. I was invited overseas by my brothers from Nowra, Dunoosh Dancers. Brother Cecil McLeod and all the McLeods, Uncle Bob McLeod, and we toured the USA, Canada and Hawaii. You know, and I remember I've got a photo actually of us, all the brothers and I, on the black sand of Hawaii, you know.
Yeah.
And so that was an eye-opener, you know, just the travel. And Mum and Dad used to have a cultural centre in Mount Isa, and, you know, I used to wag school a little bit listen to Mum and Dad, you know, talking about culture around the centre there. And so I've got to meet a lot of different people from lots of walks of life, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's been a part of my embodiment, you know, to share that culture and also become a better musician as well along the way, and composer to actually interpret what we feel, you know, from the Australian landscape, you know. And I feel like I want to sing you that old song that I wrote when I was 15, you know. But that's about the passing of the culture from generation around the fire, and how, you know, we watch, we listen and we learn, and then we pass it on to the next generation, you know.
And that's what we do, pass it on, my brother. So the didge has become your vehicle, taking you around the world, you know, paying your bills, become an entrepreneur, become an ARIA Award winning composer. It's powerful, brother, but you just also paint the picture. Young ones, especially, can't be what they can't see. You can be and do whatever you do, and we're just being wealthy, being black and a cultural front and centre, brother.
Yeah, you know, and believe in yourself, eh, brother? You know,
believe in yourself,
you've got to believe in yourself.
Yes.
And even through the hard times of hardship, because I know what that feels like, you know, we all do. But, you know, there is that hope on that edge of the horizon, you know, where there is the existence of all life, of life, love and death, but also of connection and, you know, that continuum where we follow through what's true to our heart, you know.
Exactly, my brother. Love your work and thank you very much for sharing. Enjoy that deadly tour. But we have to get you up here in far north Queensland. Hillbillies up north. People keep forgetting us, cuss.
I know. I want to get up there. Feel the mob. Have some good tucker up that way too.
That's it, my brother. But listen, all the best. You take care, my brother. Keep in touch and enjoy that journey, brother.
Yo, thank you, mate.
Thanks, William. Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Yeah, go.
Deadly Yarn there, William Barton. There he is, too. Deadly ARIA Award winning composer, multi instrumentalist, didgeridoo player. And with that, I'm going to go to his track, Johnny Be Good, Do Enjoy. And with that, so I'll take you up to the news. So, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry will sign off here. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Here's Johnny Be Good, William Barton.
There stood a log cabin made of earthen wood. Oh, where lived a country boy.